Psalm 59, verses 6 through 10, part 2. Time was unimportant until the wolves came. They made themselves a clock. They told me it was time to fear, to fight, and time to stay awake. They disrupted my night and my day. They made havoc in my schedule. A little I had of one before they came. The wolves made it unpleasant to live in the woods. They made it unpleasant to live at all. So they became and told me the time of day with a grandfather clock clanging against the wall. I hate the wolves. Yet I relinquished that nothing can be done about them. Physically, they came in the silence of the night just before dawn. Mentally, they stayed with me all day long. I hate the wolves. They control me. They take the pleasure of life from me. They threaten to end my life. Why don't you leave, you ask? Because I can't. There is no way to leave, no way to escape. I do not know where to go or how to leave. I tried to leave several times. It is a long and winding track out of the wilderness where the wolves live, many days and many nights. Eventually, each time I tried to escape, I was reminded of the wolves and lost my way out. No matter how hard I tried, I would eventually think about the wolves while hiking my way to freedom and revisit the fear and dread they bring. When I awoke from those awful daymares, I would discover that I was lost. The path out of the wilderness was lost. I was lucky, I suppose. Each time I tried to escape only to get lost, I found my way back to the cabin. This place, once a haven of leisure and pleasure, has become a dark, dank cell. Yes, I'm trapped here in this wooden jail in the middle of the wilderness, just me and the wolves. There, do you hear it? The first sound, the first hint that they are out there, the beginning. Who can hear us is how they reveal their appearance. I know the meaning. They are saying, "Be you the fearful man, Lord God can hear us. So we will speak and act what we think we feel." They encourage each other with their evil plans for me. They whisper, "Why would they leave me alone? Why do they keep coming? What wrong have I done? What ill did I do to deserve the wolves?" I stood and looked out the window, shaking my fist. I shouted, "I hate you, wolves. Die, be damned, you die." I stopped, shivered, stepped back from the window, pressed my butt against the couch, and looked down. That was a mistake. My battle cry told them I was here and ready to fight. They love a good fight, them wolves, they do. I suppose that's why they have not killed me yet. Without me, they would not have anyone to fight, to harass, to maim, and to bring fear. They love the smell of fear, and I reek of it. Discouraged, I sank to the floor and whispered, "Damn you for showing fear, for sweating fear." Once again, I leaned back against both walls, hiding in my dark, dank corner. I lowered my head, scolded myself, "What have I done? I've given them a battle cry. Now they're singing it with their hunting cry. Sweating fear, sweating fear. Now he's sweating fear. Still in rank with sweating fear." I pulled my thoughts together, searched for sounds. The first was standing alone just outside the door. I could hear him breathing. He was the bravest and the strongest, which says a lot because all of them are stronger and braver than I. I could hear him breathing the smell of my fear. The rest were pounding the ground as they were running around the cabin. They are howling, sweating fear, sweating fear. How he's sweating fear, still in rank with sweating fear. The thought came to me, a ray of hope, a clever devised plan. I crawl over to the door, so only the first could hear me. Just he and I would have words. I made sure to keep myself lower than the window. I did not want the others to see me crawling over to the first. When I reached the door, he sniffed deeply. He knew I was there. He could smell my fear and anxiety. For him, it was no better place to be, an inch from me, smelling me through the thin cracks of the wall. Softly and cockily, I spoke to him, the first one. I know something about you. You are brave and strong. You love fear, and you love to invoke it. If fear were meat, you would live forever on it. But there's something else I know about you. You are brave and strong because there are many of you. You always come in a pack, you wolves, you do. If there was just one of you, then things would be different. If it was just you and me, the tables would be turned. You would not be brave. You would not be strong. You would speak of fear. You would breathe of anxiety. You would be hiding in this jail, and I would be on the outside smelling you. With ferocity, the first smashed into the door. The door splintered and cracked. I slid away from the door. Then I knew I was wrong. Even if there was just one wolf, and it was he, it would be me. No, not on the outside. I would be on the inside, sweating fear once again. I am sweating fear. The first licked the door. I scurried to the corner that I was in before. Banishing myself, I thought, damn you for challenging the wolf. He would make the game of you tonight. Perhaps you would not. Fear and anxiety poured off my brow. The wolves control me. They are my clock. I hate wolves.